Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, my next guest has spent decades building an extraordinary collection of GAA memorabilia during his time as a referee. Carthage Buckley is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. So what exactly have you been collecting? You can hear me okay, Carthage. How are you?
I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you. I have been collecting GAA memorabilia, some soccer and some rugby. I've been 68 years collecting.
And what kind of stuff do you have on display?
All GAA. I was a great man for cutting out pages of paper. I have them all put by in plastic A-size, A3, you know the different sizes yourself, you know, dependent. The old independent paper was a big page, you know, smaller ones, I took out everything. I have programs, I can literally say to you, I have thousands of programs.
And a lot of them initially
from all
in
Ireland,
in scrapbooks.
Leinster, Munster, Hurling and Football, Munster, Hurling, Football, Connacht. I wouldn't have as much Connacht, nor I wouldn't have as much old. Yes.
Yeah, and it's all there. Where do you keep it, Carthage?
I kept it in a room upstairs. And now that it's laid out and ready, everything's on tomorrow. I can't believe what is laid out in the Gallen Community School is fitted in my small room.
Mm.
Back years ago when I was collecting, my wife Margaret said to me, take out that bed, put in shelves, presses, whatever you want. I did, but I still can't believe that everything fits so well.
The actual display of stuff. And you're opening up this collection for a special reason though, aren't you?
I am, because I lost my son in December 2019 with cancer. October 2018 he was diagnosed, and he lived 14 months. And Dorcas in Tullamore, which is the cancer support group, brilliant is all I can describe them.
They were a huge support to you at the time.
Huge support. Fantastic.
And so now, to kind of give something back to them, you're going to run an auction, aren't you, of some of the unique items?
Yeah, it's an auction or a Dorcas charity fundraiser.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather title it that than an auction.
Fair enough, yeah.
And with the top 20, 30 items, we're going to auction. And the rest is open to the public coming in, that they pick up something. You know, there's a great lot of program collectors around the country, and I'm hoping, I know a lot of them have been contacted, and tomorrow I hope that a lot of them turn up and pick up whatever programs like and make a donation. I'm not putting a price on anything. I had a beautiful framed photograph of John himself, Shane Lowry, and Ella Cantrell, who's a cousin of mine. Ella won the West of Ireland Golf recently, about four weeks ago. She was, I think, 17 on the day she won it.
Wow.
And Shane and John, and they were taken at the Golf Classic that was run to raise funds for John when he was very sick in 2018. And the photograph's taken, and my uncle sent in a copy of the photograph in a beautiful black frame. It went down, and there was a, believe it or not, there was a £300 reserve put on it last night.
Mm.
That's some of the things. I've got great donations. I think we're way
it's
up.
It's a lovely, lovely thing to do. And I know, obviously, stuff that you've been collecting over your since your time as a referee. What other is, maybe give us one or two other Carthage items that you think are, you know, sort of precious possessions to you that you think maybe members of the public might be interested in?
Yeah, but I have the collection of Season of Sundays. Now, a few of them might be gone missing. Now, it's not that they're gone missing, but people were looking for them. They can't get back to me tomorrow. And so as that I get the money for Dorcas, I've let them off.
Mm.
I have the full collection of Brian Carty's Championship, which started in 1995, and I have it right up to the present day. The oldest program I have that's in, we'll say, mint condition, that's not copied, it's the original program. It's 1954 when Christy Ring won his $8 medal, Cork versus Wexford. I have that program at home. I have a copy of the 47 football that was played in New York. I have hundreds of All-Ireland programs. I have all All-Ireland programs from I think about 1968, 69 to the present day.
It's a lovely
football and hurling.
Lovely thing what you're doing. And this is all happening tomorrow evening, isn't it? And just tell us again where it's on, Carthage.
It's in Gallen Community School in Forbann. My son is principal there, and he offered me two rooms. That one, just 12 months ago, we were talking about this because I'm getting old and I'm slightly unwell. And I said, let this go for a cause. Because if anything happened to me, I'd end up in, well, I think green bins, if that's the easiest answer.
Well, isn't it?
Yes, I know, because nobody else is interested, you know.
Yeah, I know. But it's such a lovely thing to do, and for such a lovely, lovely cause and lovely reason, Carthage. And thanks a million for joining us today on the programme to share that story with us. Other listeners getting in touch as well about the memorabilia that they've been collecting over the years. Sean is with me on the line. Sean, I believe you're a big Eric Clapton fan.
Yeah, absolutely, Andre. I had a band back in the 70s called Strange Brew to start with. And our drummer was a lad called Dave Barnett. And Dave was in Mount Temple along with Nick Evans, Dave Evans' older brother. So as I grew up in school, I had a very, very good friend who a lot of people would know called Pat Egan. And Pat Egan is a fabulous music rock promoter that I've known for years. And I hired bands off him when I was in school. But Pat did all the very Clapton's concerts all here down through the years. And as a result, I had the privilege and pleasure of being practically at every concert that Pat ever put on. And as a result, Pat's a very good friend of mine now. And I have had black and white photographs from the stadium. I have a lovely photograph of Eric Clapton with the Army when he played in Collins Barracks back in 1979. I have a fabulous photograph of Eric with Diana Ross, which hung in Eric Clapton's previous manager's office, guy called Roger Forrester in London. And then in recent times, I've acquired a 1989 Fender Stratocaster signed by Eric. And then I holiday down in the west of Ireland, and there's a local hotel here called Ballinahinch Castle. And Eric caught his first salmon there on the 25th of September 1987. So Eric was 80 years old last year, so I decided I'm going to organise a birthday present for Eric Clapton. So I got a very good friend of mine down here called Des Cullen, who's also a fellow musician.
Yeah.
And I took there's an original photograph in the hotel of Eric catching his first salmon along with Ian Botham, the cricketer, and the then manager, a guy called John O'Connor, who sadly has since passed away. So I took the actual original photograph, and I went and I got Des to photograph where Eric actually caught the salmon on beach 2, a view up the river, and then there's an actual entry in the actual book, the catch book, where Eric says, my first salmon ever. So I put it all together in the collage for his 80th birthday last year, and we gave it to him.
And what was the
response? I got a lovely photograph with Eric, with the actual collage in his house in Ewhurst in Surrey. And as a result, I've got to know Eric Clapton's manager very, very well. And I'm not going to go into that. That's a long story. So anyway, we've been invited over a couple of times to the Albert Hall, and we'll be over again to see him. So I then have a lovely photograph or an album cover of Eric with, it was Ginger Baker, Eric Clapton and Jack Bruce from their famous concert in the Albert Hall in 2005. But Eric bought Barbastown Castle and owned it from 1979 to 1987. The story goes he bought it for the bar. Now, he did like his drink at the time. He's a complete teetotaler now at this stage. So the current owners of Barbastown is a lady called Amanda Torrens and her business partner, Austin O'Callaghan. And they are absolute Eric Clapton nuts like myself. So I've lent them my whole collection, which is now currently on display in the hotel.
Oh, wow. It's fantastic, isn't it? Some of the memorabilia that people have collected over the years and for various different reasons. Sean, thanks a million for getting in touch with us. Other callers getting in contact as well. We're going to come back to this a little bit later. If you've been collecting gig tickets, concert tickets, whatever you've been collecting over the years, if it's on display in your home, we'd love to hear from you. Email us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.